This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There are reports today that Shiite leader Abdul Majid al-Khoei has been assassinated in Najaf. Al-Khoei said earlier in the week that he and a group of exiled Iraqis have helped persuade locals in the southern city of Najaf to cooperate with U.S. troops. Other Shiite clerics have ruled against such cooperation. Hassan Naimna is a director of the Iraq Research and Documentation Project at Harvard University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me more about al-Khoei.
Abdul Majid is actually the son of the late Abu al-Qasim al-Khoei. Ayatollah al-Khoei was the highest religious authority for the Shia Muslims worldwide. And Abdul Majid himself actually was extremely active in the al-Khoei Benevolent Foundation, which is headquartered in London and has charitable activities worldwide. It's difficult to speak in the past about him, actually, a voice of moderation in the Islamic world, Sunni and Shia alike. He has often called on Quranic principles to stress the compatibility between Islamic values, democracy, and human rights. He was a vocal critic of extremist views and a resident of London.
And why did he return to Iraq?
His return to Iraq actually was supposed to be part of a movement of homecoming of many eager Iraqi exiles. It is viewed as part of the effort at moderating and at basically playing the role of an intermediary between a population that has been deprived of any kind of political leadership that has connections with the outside and that outside. And his role at trying to basically mediate and try to keep Najaf out of a terrible conflict that would have happened to it was a demonstration of that.
So it was only as a mediator? He did not see a wider role for himself?
It would have been very early at this point to speak of any kind of wider role down the line. Clearly, this is someone who had plenty of potential, and what role he would have assumed is cannot be said at this stage.
Why would being a mediator be all that controversial?
Clearly, the mediation in here, in question, is one basically to make possible an operation that is controversial, which is basically the American and British operation in Iraq. And there seems to be elements in all likelihood connected with the Iraqi regime that did not view positively his effort at trying to keep Najaf out of the realm of conflict.
What are the difficulties in finding new leaders who will have credibility with the Iraqi people?
To a large extent, the problem is a problem of continuity. By that I mean the Saddam regime had done its best to cut any possible links between the Iraqi population and its potential competitor leadership to itself. But Abdul Majid al-Khoei, together with many others, actually, has succeeded in breaching that attempt, and as such did constitute a potential leadership to emerge.
I wonder if this is the type of thing we'll see now that there is a vacuum of leadership in Iraq.
Well, there is indeed a vacuum of leadership that has control, but there is no lack of people willing and able to assume, and the Iraqi opposition, for that matter, has many such leaders. I mean, it has actually an experience of over 12 years of organizing and preparing for this moment. And in Nasiriyah, for example, currently the opposition is setting its base of operation there, and it's participating with the American and British forces at one side and on the other side, reaching out to the tribes and to the population inside of Iraq is taking place.
Thank you very much. Hassan Naimna is a director of the Iraq Research and Documentation Project at Harvard.